All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome to the Love Story Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Green, where we are capturing the magic of every love story. Well, we have in the podcast studio today, we have on the Love Story Podcast, we have Zach and Simone Rieger. So thank you for joining us today, you two.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. So we are chamber besties. I think I met Simone first.
Yes, because we were the original bestie.
Yes, yes. We were in chamber leadership together. And then met Zach, which is one of those, I think it's so funny about like how truly incestuous this whole area is, where it's like, you're like, okay, I know you and I know you and you have the same last name of another person that I know. Oh, we're married. Oh, okay, cool. And
yeah,
everybody knows everybody. You have to be careful who you're talking about when 100%. Someone walks in the room. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just glad that you, you know, don't hate my wife. That, you know, that way we can have a relationship
yes.
too, you know?
Yes, okay. Exactly. But some, she's walking on a razor's edge. Though.
I mean, yeah. I always am. Gotta live on the edge.
You and me both.
And let's go into our love story. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. What brings you here today? So that is the point of the podcast, is to tell the love story. So we did Chamber Leadership 2019.
Yes. It was
2019
like
to 2020.
It was right before COVID.
Yes. Because
we didn't get to go to the jail, the prison. I was
yes.
so bummed.
I know.
That was like the thing I was most excited about, to like,
I know.
Go to prison and not actually have to
right,
go
to walk prison. Through and like just gawk.
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
I'm just a spectator
like,
here.
What's going on here? And then they're
yeah.
like, oh, sorry, COVID. Can't
yeah.
go. I'm like,
oh. No.
Okay.
That
but
was
yeah,
a bummer.
2019. Because I just had William mm-hmm. in 2019.
Okay.
Yep.
So you guys, how far back does your relationship go? When did you meet?
Oh, 2009.
The night of my 21st birthday.
Oh, hey.
Yeah,
yep.
Nine.
So,
okay.
Yeah, like 20, yeah.
Yeah, so I was 19 and he just turned 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you meet, were you at the bar? Did you have a fake ID? Is that what?
No, I wasn't that cool, unfortunately. No, we met at this amazing apartment complex. It was gorgeous. It's just very, you know, my 19-year-old self could afford, called Cedar Square.
Yes.
Uh-huh. If you're local, you know, you know.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right behind on the east side over by like Target. Kai worked at Target.
Okay.
So my roommate worked at Target with me and we got an apartment together. And then his roommate was her boyfriend.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was working at Target, and then she's like, hey, we're having people over. I'm like, okay, and let's do this. And then
yeah.
I left work and got home. Was that the night that I had my McDonald's, or was that a separate night?
No, you had your number 7.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
So I came in with my McDonald's, because you got to pass McDonald's on the
of
way
course.
Home. I had my, yeah, okay, I shared my fries with you, yeah.
What is a number 7?
So it used to be a chicken with ranch,
yeah,
and
like
then
a,
now
like
I'm a Big Mac girl.
Sandwich.
But yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
yeah
Big Mac girly. Can we have t-shirts made? Big Mac girly.
So yeah, I get home, and I'm pretty sure, like, I was barely in the door, and his friend, Nick, who...
Different friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had multiple
yeah,
roommates.
Who ended
okay,
up,
you have multiple
yeah, you need
friends.
It, so I'm a little, I get all over the place with stories, so he's the one that like, keeps it, add in the details.
Okay.
He ended up being the best man in our wedding, but so maybe we'll have to edit this out.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, spoilers, you guys got married.
So anyway, I get in, and like Nick, which I love Nick, he comes up, and he's like, Zach's next to him, and he's like, hey, this guy's better looking, but hey, I'm hung like a moose.
That is a
so
great
might,
opening
you
line.
Might
with the arm and everything.
With
yeah.
the arm and, I mean, like,
yeah.
I'm like literally like 30
I just
seconds.
Walked in. I haven't eaten my McDonald's
yeah, my
yet.
My McDonald's is still hot. Like,
yes.
I'm like, oh.
I can't be hearing about how hung you are before I've got food in my body.
Exactly.
Back then, we like, guys didn't know about being hangry and hangry women.
Like, yes.
Was that wasn't
yeah,
in our college curriculum.
Yeah, there were no words for that.
So mm-hmm. I was like, okay. And then, yeah, so that was my introduction. And then
yes.
shook hands with
no
him.
Names.
And I was like,
yeah.
holy shit, he is tall and hot.
Yeah.
And so I was
yes.
like, I like tall guys. And so I'm like, okay. But I'm like, small and like, play
calm
cool,
it down.
Play it cool.
You've got the guy who's hung like a moose over
yeah.
here, so keep your options open.
So I'm like, I'm just gonna go over to like the living room area and get my food out. And he comes over and starts eating my French fries.
I did have a fry or two.
Yeah, yep. And I'm like, I'll tolerate it.
Consent was also not a big thing back in the late.
It's a good way to test the waters. You know, you eat a fry, you know, you maybe try and get a little handsy, you know, there's a process.
We're up like 5 minutes from getting home now.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so that was really like the first night we met, and then we were playing beer pong, and I noticed he was left-handed, and I'm left-handed, and sometimes left-handed people like,
you recognize,
you're like, we have the same price shift with scissors, so like we can have a conversation about this.
Yeah, our bottom parts of our hands have lots of pencil, you know, graphite on them.
Yeah. So like, you know, this will work. And yeah, we just played beer pong, and that was the first night that we met, and then we did a little kissing.
You did a little kissing.
We did a little kissing.
Like saying, you know, French fries, kissing. You know,
A lot of Frenching.
But it was pretty PG the first night, I would say. And then, he's like, okay. Everybody spent the night because we were responsible children.
Of course.
We didn't, you know, drink and drive. And then the next day, I was like, happy birthday.
There you go.
There you go. I am your gift.
And it really was happy birthday. That's not metaphorical.
Yeah, right. Nothing happened. Just a little kissing. No, just a little. And then, after that, I don't know. I feel like we exchanged numbers. And then I feel like the next year was very much, I think what the young kids would call today would be a situationship.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we hung out like on and off, and then we went to a party. Where was that party? New London Spicer, right? With Nick. And we ended up sleeping.
This is hung like a moose, Nick?
Yes.
Okay.
Hung like a moose.
Got
Nick.
It. Okay. No, I got to keep these people straight in my brain.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, like, I feel like we like hung out like once or twice, like in a group of people, but never like one on one.
For a year?
No, it was a couple months.
Yeah, just for a couple weeks. And then, God, this is a long time ago. I'm trying to remember all of this.
Memory's pretty good with it so far.
Yeah, and then, so then we went to the party in New London Spicer. And I just want to say this because we ended up sleeping in a closet on an air mattress.
How big was this closet?
It was a small closet.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure it wasn't an air mattress. I think it was actually, like, a pool floaty.
Sure.
That we thought was an air mattress.
Yes.
And I just remember, like, sleeping and, like, trying to turn and, like, my skin just, like, sticking. And just, like, it was the most uncomfortable night I think I've ever had in my life. And then after that,
Is Zach sleeping in the closet on the pool floaty with you?
Yes.
Totally.
Okay, so you are a giant man on a pool floaty in a closet.
Yeah.
Sleeping next to the love of your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would do anything for her.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
even
cramming
myself like a sardine into it.
Wait till the next part. Like, that's why I'm like, I don't know how transparent you want to get. But so we had that night, and I want to throw it out there because I like suffered. My skin hurt.
Yes.
Like, it was just it was a tough night. And then he goes me.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
You ghosted me. That was in January. And was it? Well, no, it was maybe March. It was March. Because we met December 23rd was her birthday. And then we hung out for a couple weeks. And then I think kind of just partied. And then in March, like, that was it. And then so I was like, okay, well.
I remember clearly saying I was not ready for a relationship.
Okay.
One of the few great regrets of my life, I must say.
You were not ready for a relationship because had you just gotten out of a relationship? Or were you like, I'm 21, I'm ready to party?
You know, it really was one of those things where, and it wasn't one of those weird ego things where I'm like, oh, it's one of many. You know, I can't find, you know, whatever.
Yes.
It's been very clear over the last almost two decades that she is like,
The one.
Right, exactly. But no, it was one of those where, I was working, was going to school, had a really good friend group. Like, I just wasn't in the mood for a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, which might sound weird, but like you said, fulfilled.
Yeah.
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 Well, I think it kind of worked out too, because I think it would have been rough if we would have kept seeing each other, because he was 21 and I wasn't. So he was going to the bars and stuff, and I could see where, like, I would have been frustrated with, like, not being able to go and like, oh, okay. So I think it like worked out well, and then, you know, so we kind of went our separate ways, and then it was October.
It's like a year and a half later.
No, it wasn't, not this time. The first time it wasn't that long.
No?
Because I was still 20 when we got back together. Well, got together, I guess. We were never together.
So after the night in the closet.
Right,
so it wasn't that long. It was only like, I mean, he recognized the errors of his ways.
Yes.
Very quick.
Yes.
Fairly quickly. So his friend Nick, we gotta have Nick texted me. And I remember because I was living at home and I was working on a paper because we were in college. I was like, you know, 19.
And what are you going to school
20
for?
20 this time. Oh, I went to school. I double majored in history and anthropology,
okay,
and I minored in religious studies.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And now I'm in banking in the finance field. I was an accidental banker for sure.
I love that. What is anthropology?
Well, yeah, I double majored in history and anthropology.
Okay.
So anthropology is pretty much it's really the study of cultures. But I wanted I did an emphasis on archaeology because I wanted to go.
Where
dig in the
on
dirt.
Earth would your children have this need for paleontology and science and whatever?
I know. I'm like, okay, well, it came from somewhere. Hopefully
you've
they actually...
You've been burying the fact that you're a closet nerd this whole time.
I know, but... And it worked out because, like, when I did do my... So with St. Cloud State, with the degree I had, we had a summer program where you actually got to do, like, a dig. And it was right across
cool.
from where he was doing his... police training, like a skills training. So I got to watch him get pepper sprayed. Now, this would have been way better if it would have been like right after he ghosted me.
Yes,
but it was actually when
blast
we were
him.
Kind of dating. So
right.
I was like, oh, mm-hmm. I kind of feel bad for the guy.
Sure.
But at the same time, I was like,
you had
just a mix of emotions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you had gotten, you're going to school. You got a text message from Nick.
Yeah. Saying, hey, like, Zach really misses you. I don't remember it verbatim, but it was something along the lines. And like, well, Zach really misses you. And I was like...
And to fill in on the other side of that, where me and Nick, we'd been roommates now for, you know, 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was definitely like my best bud in that roommate. And still is. Love you, Nick. Now, the thing is, so, you know, we're just, you know, hanging out, you know, playing some, like, whatever it was, Mario Kart, having a beer. And,
yeah.
You know, just talking. And we got onto some subject of, you know, girls' relationships, whatever. And I kind of told him, I was like, you know what? Like, I had a lot of fun with Simone. Like, she was great. I feel bad. And this was verbatim where I was just like, honestly, like, I feel really bad that I never, like, gave that more of a chance. You know, I feel like there could have been more stuff there. And, like, I really miss her, you know?
Yeah.
And Nick, God bless that guy. He's just like, you should text her. I was like, dude, I don't know, man. He's like, I'm going to text her. And I was like, dude, like, you really shouldn't do that.
Don't do that.
He's like,
don't do
nope.
that.
He's
don't,
like,
don't
nope,
do that.
Nope, I'm
hung
doing
like
that.
A horse,
and I was like, well,
and Zach
okay.
misses you.
Yep, and that's where her side takes off.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there, you're studying, you're thinking to yourself, you're like, oh, paleontology, anthropology, world history, racking your brain. I have to write this essay or whatever. And then all of a sudden, bing, bing, and you go, oh, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Pick up your phone. Zach really misses me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you do what?
I actually got up and jumped around my dad's office. Like, I remember
okay.
getting up. I was pretty excited.
What was it about
Zach? I knew she still wanted me.
Of course. Yeah.
You're honestly, just, the thing with out. Zach is like, I mean, like, I was not a serial dater by any means, but like, I dated, you
uh-huh.
know, and like, I just never had that like comfort level with anyone. Like, I feel like with him, it was just like, I felt like I could be myself. Like, I feel
well,
so,
you're, it's the natural lefty.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the
you
bond,
know,
we
bonded over that. I just felt like sometimes, like, when I was younger, like, if I like met a guy, like, oh, he's really into this, or he really likes this music, like, I would try to like adapt myself to that, you know, to say like, oh yeah, we have that in common, and almost like force it. And I just never felt that with him. I just felt like I could just 100% be myself. Like, we have the same sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Like, he lets me pick on him because that's my love language. You know, and he takes it. So I just felt like that was, there was just that genuine chemistry that I've never had with anyone before, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we had like the infatuation plus the Whoa. Romance chemistry that went with
all,
it.
All the deeper stuff.
Yeah. So that was really nice. And then, so I was just like, oh, okay, cool. And that's why I texted back. Cool. Like, tell him to message
just
me if,
super,
he's,
yeah,
if he wants.
I'm sorry, new phone, who dis?
Yeah. I'm kind of writing my senior thesis here. I got a lot going on.
I wish I could find my old phones, too, because I'm pretty sure your response was like, hey, okay.
No, it was totally just like, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
bro.
So then I think we kind of just left it there, and then I was walking to class, and he was like, hey, we're having people over to, like, carve pumpkins. Like, that's how I know it was in October.
With lots of alcohol.
Yeah,
of course.
So
yes.
He's like, hey, do you want to come over? And I was like, sure.
I guess.
Well, I can do that. I can make that work.
Do you have left-handed pumpkin carving knives?
I mean,
because if not,
we should invent that.
$1 million idea.
We have to be very ambidextrous at Halloween time.
Yes.
But yeah, so like went over there, had a little pumpkin gut fight, mm-hmm. and I think you made me, not the night, you made me chili and burnt your hand.
Mm.
On a different night.
Might have been spaghetti.
Spaghetti?
Yeah.
So we did spaghetti, and then one night he was doing chili and cornbread, and he was so into our amazing conversation that he forgot to put an oven mitt on his hand and just took the cornbread pan
oh, no.
right out. And I was like, oh.
I torture myself for love for this relationship.
Yes.
You know, sometimes it gets dangerous, but it's totally worth it. You know? It's totally worth it.
But I feel like after that, that's really when the situationship picked back up. And then like I would give you crap because back in the day, like Facebook, that's all we had.
Yes.
And he had looking for fun.
Like looking for random play or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I was just like, can you like change that?
Yeah.
But we were still just like from like October to May, it was still just like, it was like we were seeing each other, but we didn't have it like Facebook official.
Yeah.
And then I think it was April, I kind of gave you the ultimatum. I was like, either you meet my dad or this isn't happening.
Yeah.
You met my parents. Oh, was that in November or was that before or after?
I feel like it was earlier.
Yeah, I think it was like in April, man. Because we were over at my sister they were in Hawaii and we were staying at their place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like that's when we had that conversation.
Oh, that's a whole nother story. I say, well, for the sake of time.
I mean, we're talking about 15 years.
Yeah,
I'm trying to like come back. So you met my dad. They liked you, and my mom. They liked you, and then.
Are your parents still together?
Mine?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I worded it like that. Yes, they both met you at the same time and they liked you. So we did that. And then it was in May. It was right after you graduated. And we're laying in bed. And he's like, we need to go back and say that I love you. When the first time you said I love you later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was before all of this. But we're laying in bed and he's like, so I have like a question to ask you. And I'm like, okay. He's like, so it's like... like an ABC option. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Okay. And he's like, so A, like, do you want to be my girlfriend? Like, official, like, Facebook official girlfriend?
Pass. On to the next
one. Or like,
what's B?
Do you want to, like, keep doing what we're doing? Or I never really thought of a C. And I'm like, let's go with A. I mean, we're pretty much already doing that. So we did A. And then that's kind of when we, like, changed our Facebook. And then I think I met your family and everything, and
that's why I really needed to nail her down, because I'm such a freaking awkward dweeb, like, back in college.
Yes.
And like I needed to keep her around because she puts up with all of my stuff.
You said A, so you're locked in.
So we're locked in, and then so that was kind of the when like everything really started, I guess, you know.
We
met your parents and then we just kind of dated. And
so did he before he gave you the pop quiz, he said I love you before that?
Yeah, so that was, it was actually a while before that. Like, we were already saying, like, oh, wait, was it before or after? Like, did you say that you loved me before, didn't you?
I feel like I did, because that's how I dragged you along, by saying I love you, but not actually, like, fully committing.
I don't
want
to commit to you, but yeah.
And it was after he made me watch, like, I mean, this is a very controversial statement, but he made me watch, like, the worst movie of all time.
Which is?
Love Actually.
Don't you dare say it. Oh, my God.
Okay.
And it's his favorite Christmas movie. And, like,
it is a romantic masterpiece.
It wasn't even Christmas time.
That's how good that movie is.
Making me watch it. Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it, but I do know.
Do yourself a favor and see it.
But except what I know about Love Actually is there's the, like, written note cards.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, is there cheating? Is there infidelity in this?
It's
okay.
Like, honestly, like, why is it a Christmas movie? I have no idea. It's literally like you follow these couples and, like, one's cheating, one's a kid in love with a girl who doesn't like it's just so sad. And I'm like, why are we watching this?
She focuses on the sad parts. There's a lot of really good parts to it, too.
Okay, we've got the low lights of Love Actually. There are highlights, apparently.
Totally highlights.
Okay, the one highlight. Have you seen the movie, the Underworld movies?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Victor the vampire, like,
yes,
the cool vampire, he's in there. But he looks so lame in that movie because he's, like, a Hawaiian outdated, not Hawaiian. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. He's not Hawaiian. But he's, like, out-of-tune rock star. I'm like, what do they do to Victor? Like, why are they doing this? And I couldn't
so
get
getting,
on.
So getting back on the rails, the summary of this is a testament to how much she loves me.
Yes.
A few years back, she got me a personalized Christmas ornament, because that's, like, something we kind of do now.
Sure.
Of this Victor, and we can't remember his name or whatever.
No, I just know him from Underworld.
Yes.
Right? With this, like, goofy caricature, you know, with the whole line from the movie, be like, it's shit, isn't it? Once you watch it, you'll know.
Okay,
And it's like my favorite Christmas ornament ever. So even though she despises this movie,
sure,
she totally gets it for me because she knows she loves me.
Yeah. You know, yes. Yeah. And anyway, so we finished this movie and we're, like, laying in bed and I'm in my head like, that was the dumbest movie I've ever seen in my life.
I hate this.
And
I'm
he,
miserable,
like, puts his arm around me and he's like, squeezes me, he's like, I love you. And I'm like,
this is your moment that you choose to tell me that when I am hating Love Actually?
I'm like, okay.
That's how she hides her emotions so well, because in my mind, I'm thinking she's like, man, she probably just loved this movie. Yeah. It's such a wonderful movie. This is a great time. You know, in her head, she's like,
weeping.
Oh, it's so romantic.
Yes.
You know, like, yeah, that's just a the great time to drop the L-bomb. It's a great time for this.
And I'm sure, like, in his head, too, he's just like, this is such a romantic movie. Like, he, like, probably laid it out perfectly.
I'm
like, 3 days ahead of time. Was like, this is when I'm going to say it.
Yep.
And so that's when we said, I love you. And that was... And
so he squeezes you and says, I love you. And what goes through your head in that moment? Are you like, oh, dear God?
Like, no, she's like, it's about damn time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's about damn time. Like, because I'm like, we were already, like, definitely there, like, through everything. And, yeah, and then I remember I left the next morning, and I was like, okay, bye, I love you. And then he didn't say it.
Ooh,
and
I
was
like,
you did. You ran out. And then you're like, love you too. And then he like texted me. He's like, I don't think I said it loud enough. I really love you. And I went
really
over,
gotta hammer that home.
Over my to one of my friends' house and got to tell them. And that was really exciting. So, yeah.
And then
so,
tell them how bad Love Actually was, probably.
Yes,
probably.
Of course.
I try to usually omit that from the story, but, you know.
Well, it's polarizing.
Yeah.
People feel very strong.
Kind of lays together.
Right.
Yeah, so that's where things kicked off. You did your skills. Training. I did my archaeology schooling, and then that was in the summer. And then I think we dated for a while. Then we got an apartment together.
Yep.
And then I don't know. I feel like we just kind of.
Yeah, and that was like after we had like graduated school. So you know, like she was working, I was working. Yeah, and just you know lived together for a while.
Yeah.
And then yeah, like it was one of those things where apparently we didn't learn enough from the first time of that. But yeah, we ended up breaking up.
Welcome to Green Thumb Etc., home of custom furniture upholstery, designer floral, and exclusive giftware. Do you need to find a gift for that crazy aunt that has everything? You'll find it at Green Thumb. Do you have grandma's old chair that nobody wants anymore, but you just don't have a heart to throw away? I can upholster it for you. Or do you need flowers for someone to say, I'm sorry, or to say, I love you? You can find that here too. Come on down to the corner of 7th and St. Germain in downtown St. Cloud, and you can shop to your weirdo heart's content. Find us online at greenthumbetc.com or Facebook or Instagram at greenthumbetc. At this point, you're already familiar with the way the Love Story podcast operates. However, there are some stories that can't be told on the Love Story that need to be told after dark. So we started Love Story After Dark, a podcast on Patreon. There's all sorts of bonus content that you can find on Patreon, audio, video, special swag, all kinds of stuff. So if you're looking at just wanting to get the audio of the Love Story After Dark, that's $5 a month. If you want to get audio and video, $10 a month. If you want to be a part of the sticker club and get exclusive sticker swag, that's $25 a month. And for $50 a month, you can get the elite bonus merch. However, you don't have to pay any money to just get exclusive clips from any of our After Dark episodes. Get yourself added to the email list so you can get notifications for when new content drops for the Love Story podcast After Dark.
Apparently we didn't learn enough from the first time of that, but yeah, we ended up breaking up. And
I got a dog.
And we got a dog.
I got a dog.
So you broke up.
That is true.
You broke up.
I made sure the paper, I knew where this was going. And I was like, I'm going to get a dog. And it's going to be in my name. And he's going to be mine.
Yes. I get to name him. I get to pick him.
Yeah.
So how you'd been together. You had already gotten the apartment. And then you broke up for a period of time.
Yeah.
And we were together for, I'd say, like, at least 2 years.
Yeah. We broke up. And let's say, okay, so we met in 2009. I think we broke up in, like, 2000. And then we had, like, our situationship.
Yeah.
Got together. And then we broke up, and like, because you were at my graduation, so it would have been 2011, before May of 2011.
Yeah.
And then I graduated, and then he moved back home because his dad got sick, so he moved back home. And then, yeah, we kind of just like completely removed communication. Like, we're just like, I've always been the kind of person that, like, if you break up for a reason.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I'm like, well, I can just move on with my life and
get a dog.
Yeah, get
and
a dog.
Who's
the best dog ever? He's named after William Wallace from
from
Braveheart, because that's another the best.
Don't get her
the
going
best
on William
movie
Wallace.
Of all time.
We'll be here for 4 hours.
Like, I mean, so you can kind of see, like, my favorite movie is Braveheart, the Underworld movies, and then he's showing me Love Actually. It, like,
yeah.
So then I kind of just did my own thing, moved in, went back to school, dated somebody else for a little bit, and then I was actually, you did your own thing, you got a police officer job back in Clare City.
Yeah, so that was the other piece of this that yeah, you know, worked here for a little while. And then it's all kind of weird. I don't know if serendipitous is kind of the right word or whatever.
Also, but a great movie, Serendipity. John Cusack,
right?
In love with Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah,
which ties into Underworld.
Well, yes.
Yes.
See, it all ties in.
I wasn't sure if that was Elizabeth Hurley or Kate Beckinsale. Okay.
It's Kate Beckinsale.
Okay,
yes.
Fair mm-hmm. enough, yeah. I don't want to say it worked out, because I never want to say it's ever a good version of working out. But yeah, you know, I went to school to be a cop, and
yeah.
you know, I finally actually found a job way in southwest Minnesota, kind
Could
of my
never
hometown.
Never picture you as a cop. You would be like RoboCop. Like, I don't picture you as like a real
you
actual
hear when
cop.
He uses his cop voice. He's such a like quiet guy.
Reserve
like,
that for the bedroom.
Like, you're like uses it, like, not a lot, but like when I have heard it, I'm like, jeez.
What's the difference between cop voice and dad voice? Is it the same?
It is very similar.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Identical.
He has. Yeah. I've only heard him use his cop voice on the kids like once. And then even that, I was like, whoa.
That was cool.
Like, you guys really fucked.
It's either that kind of verbal stuff or physical stuff, and we don't want that. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know,
I'm going to
yeah,
mace you, or I'm going to yell
at
you.
I mean,
yeah.
Our kid has maced himself.
That, yeah.
Maybe edit that out.
Yeah, there was one time where he got into dad's old stuff or whatever and just was like playing with it and then scratched his eyes.
Oh,
and then I dunked his head in milk because that's what you need to do. And then we all laughed about it and it was fine.
I wasn't laughing.
I'm not a mandated reporter, so we don't have to, yeah.
Right. But yeah. So anyway, yeah, you know, did that down southwest Minnesota for a couple years, you know, kind of like Simone. Dated somebody for, you know, a couple months down there. Ended up not working out because, shocker, she wasn't Simone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then a few years later, because we were broken up for what, like almost 2 years?
It was like a year and a half,
yeah.
I would say. It wasn't that. It was definitely a year. Because, yeah. And then I went back to school to get my master's in history. I wanted to be a curator.
Okay.
And, yeah, I remember I was so sick of men at that
uh-huh.
time because I was just like, just sick of them.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I'm
moving to the East Coast because, like, Minnesota's a nonprofit museum state. So I'm going to move to the East Coast where I can actually work in a museum, be a curator, maybe make some money. And, like, yeah, my sister and I were actually looking at places for me to, like, live. And, like, we were going to go there in July.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was January. And my friend Christine from Brainerd, she came up to this guy that I was kind of, like, hanging out with. We were supposed to go to his house because he had a friend, and I'm like, hey, I think this would be a good, you know, partnership for you. Comes up, she drives all the way from Brainerd, and then the guy was just being, I don't know what word to say that, he was just not being a great guy. And so I was like, no, we're done. I just want nothing. I'm just going to move to the East Coast and live my nice history life. And so anyways, Christine came, and she's like, well, we're not just going to stay home. I'm like, let's just get a bottle of wine. Let's get some ice cream. Let's watch some, you know, smut on TV. She's like, no, we're going out. We're going to go out. And I'm like, ugh. So I literally remember when I went out, I had leggings and a zip-up sweater on. And I'm like,
in January.
Let's
yes.
do this.
Party.
And so, yeah, and so we go out and we're at the press when the press was still around.
R.I.P.
and
press.
We're up at the bar. And all of a sudden, my friend Christine turns to me and she's like, it's this guy like right next to me that's like hip-checking me, trying to like get over to us. And I'm like, and here's this guy.
Head and shoulders
yeah.
above the crowd.
And I'm like, oh, hey. And then so like kind of like went off to the side and like started talking. And obviously the sparks are like,
of course,
flying again, because I that's just how it is between us. And then so just kind of like got caught up. He told me like, oh yep, still living, you know, down in Clare City, and this is what I'm doing and things like that. And I'm like, oh okay, cool
yeah.
You know, trying to play it chill, like I'm done with men,
yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
moving to the East, so I don't care. And then yeah, we did a little dancing upstairs. And
so you gotta dance upstairs at the press.
Yeah
of course.
And then
yeah.
I could tell my friend Christine was getting kind of annoyed, which I don't blame her, you know.
Yeah,
and
she's like, I wanted to go out and have a girly night.
Yeah,
here
and
you are.
Dancing with this guy,
ex-boyfriend.
Hip-checked
yes.
me at the bar. And I don't know if, I don't think Christine knew who you were.
No.
Because like, that was a different lifetime of each other. But
I mean, you didn't talk about me all the time when we were, you know, broken up.
No, I didn't.
In my mind, you showed up at her doorstep with a bunch of handwritten note cards and just dropped them one by one to get her back. So
exactly.
I mean, that's
exactly.
really what we should have
done. You turned on some background music. Yes.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, didn't say a bit.
It was either that or it was Simone raided your house in a kilt and face paint on, and that was how you guys got back together.
Just kicked in the door. Freedom! Yeah.
I don't want
I'm conquering you.
So, yeah, so we change numbers because I actually got a new phone because that's how just like done I was with like yes. some of the, I'm like, I'm just getting a new phone number, new Simone, fresh, like we're just not living our old self anymore. And then I gave him my number again.
Well, and what's so wild about this is that, again, like I was still living, you know, down in Southwest Minnesota.
As
and,
a cop.
But yeah, but a whole bunch of my friends were still in St. Cloud.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love my hometown, but there's not a whole lot to do there.
Sure.
And so, you know, some weekends I would come back up to St. Cloud, hang out with my friends. And it's so weird where she was saying that she was in the process of looking to move to the East Coast.
Yep.
By this time, you know, this is several years later, Hung Like a Moose Nick
yeah.
is down living in Florida.
Okay.
And I was to the point, too, where I was like, hey, you know, like, if I don't either, like, find a different job or, like, you know, just do something with my life, I'm just going to go down there and, you know, hang out with him, you know, go find
Florida.
A job down there. So, like, that's where I was working out as well.
And somehow we still ended up in Minnesota.
No, well, and that's what's so crazy with this is that just one random weekend that her and yeah. Christine decide to go to the bars, that's the weekend that I decided to come up with my other friends, not Hung Like a Moose Neck, but the other friends, and they're like, yeah, you know, like, let's go to the bars. Let's, like, get all dressed up. And it's funny where she says, like, leggings and everything like that. We all, like, suits, ties, like,
this is
everything.
Very How I Met Your Mother energy.
It yeah. totally yes. is. Absolutely, right?
Yes. And suit up.
And so, suit up.
I don't know
what
my energy was.
Barney, absolutely. But yeah, no, you know, went to a couple bars, did bar hopping, and just, like, happened to be in the same bar, same
yep.
level. To see Simone again.
Yes.
Know? Saw her. Yeah, and it was one of those weird things where, like, the minute I saw her, I'm just like, I need to go talk to her.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And
I don't
yeah.
have Nick to text her anymore because he's down in Florida.
Yeah, I know. I have to do this myself.
Right. But yeah, so that's just, it's such a crazy instance where so many different things had to happen at the same time
yeah.
to just, like, bring that instance together.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I honestly don't know if, I mean, if it was meant to be, we probably would have connected some different
yeah.
way. But, like, I had a new number.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I wasn't really on social media at the time.
Yeah.
So, like, there really wasn't a way for him to mm-hmm. contact me. Like, he probably was like, man, I've been texting you for, like, last year. And I'm like,
yeah.
what to do? But
yeah.
I mean,
intentionally right. not getting those texts.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, then so he texted me, and, like, that was, I think, we had a Panera date after that.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I'm like, hey, do you want to come see Wallace?
Because yes, meet my dog.
Wallace. Mm-hmm. Well, he knew Wallace, because, like, we got him when we were still kind of together. But
yeah, we've been together for, like, three months, maybe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It was clearly her dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And he's like, yeah. So, I mean, obviously, he just wanted to come back to my house. But.
Of course, yeah.
And the best part is Wallace approved. Like, he saw me.
Yeah.
You know, he dropped
Aww.
His tennis ball. I started throwing his tennis ball.
He's like, Daddy's home.
That's right. Daddy's home.
Yeah. So, and then it was pretty much, that was 2014.
Yeah.
And then I moved down to Clinton
City.
When
did you do the second I love you? Like, was that right away?
I don't even remember.
I'm pretty sure it was very quick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think it was within
you?
Like a month of us getting back
yes.
together.
Yeah.
It was just like, I definitely still
yeah,
love
you. Yeah, it was
you.
Pretty
like
much like
yeah.
we, I mean, it was like we didn't even break up,
yeah.
honestly. Like, and like, he would come, and I mean, it was in March, and you bought me a shamrock shake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like,
mm-hmm.
I actually cooked food for
I
him.
I love the McDonald's love
yeah.
story.
And it's very intertwined.
Yeah, looking back on this, yeah, we credited a lot of our story
yeah.
to McDonald's. Yeah.
Yeah, and then so we just kind of like, we're dating, and my lease was up, and I was kind of like, working a job. I was at this time I was at a bank down in St. Joe, and was just, you know, kind of working there. And he's like, hey, it's easier for me to get a different job than for him. And so I moved down to Clear City, which was
the biggest sign of love she's ever done.
Yeah.
A whole town of, like, what, 1,300 people?
1,300 people.
Yeah, it was.
it was not her cup of tea.
It was not my
yeah.
cup of tea.
Yeah.
So we lived there. But it worked out because at the time, so I waited at Applebee's, which was the worst job I think I've ever had in my life.
Not
recommend. But it made me appreciate, you know, put things into perspective
yeah.
when you have those jobs. And then I got a job at US Bank, and, like, that job completely changed my life.
Yeah.
So that worked out
yep,
really,
sure did.
Really well.
You're
and
welcome.
Then, yeah, and then, so that was, yeah, 2014. And then got engaged 2015.
Okay, who proposed to whom?
Oh,
okay.
Please.
Yeah.
Oh, no, like,
you
I
can
went,
tell the engagement story.
Yeah, I went down, you know, I, you know, texted her mom, you know, because
yep.
I had her mom's number, not her dad's. I was like, hey, you know, like, I'm going to be up in the St. Cloud area, you know, next week, you know, I'd love to swing by, you know, chat with you guys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just left it there. And she's like, okay, yeah, sure, sounds good. You know, she didn't ask why, I didn't say why, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so yeah, just went out to their farm place when they still had it. And very direct, I was like, hey, love your daughter very much. You know, we've been together for a long time. I want to marry her, but
yeah.
I want to talk to you guys first, you know. And they're just like, okay, all right. And they're traditional, yeah. Where I don't think they despise me by any means, but of course, you know, like very few people, if anybody, is good enough for their yeah. little girl, that kind yeah. of thing. So long story short, they were like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, we're down for that. You're not the worst person in the world, so I guess it's okay.
You guys keep coming back together. There yes. must be something
right.
there.
Right.
You managed to overcome the Love Actually hump. So
right? yeah.
Indeed.
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You can do that. You know, that's clear sailing.
Yeah, and I knew that was very important for her to, yeah. you know, get those things established first. So yeah, cleared that out of the way, and then, yeah, feel free to pick up.
No, you can tell. It's your story. You can tell, like, what you bought me.
Okay, good. Because I actually like telling yeah. that part of the story. I wasn't sure if you wanted to or not. So,
isn't the one place you didn't mess up, so you can tell the story?
And I see going back, you know, she gets to pick on me, yes. and I get to take it because I know she loves me, and that's her love language.
I always tell them, like, if I'm not picking on you, that's when you
yeah.
should be concerned.
Yep,
you've because done. That's...
Right, right. That is very true. And I've seen that rarely, and it's not good. So, you know, yeah, yeah. You know, we have good communication.
Yes.
But no, you know, it's one of those things where I do like to be sappy sometimes. Like I've written, you know, like poetry and stuff for her, and, you know, bring flowers and things like that.
Not surprising to me.
Well good. I'm glad I give off yes. romantic energy. I don't know. Not as much as I used to. I need to do more,
yeah,
but
kids,
you know, I'll work
do
on that.
That. Yes.
But no, there's this really cool state park, not national park, state park, in Redwood Falls, like 40 minutes or so south of where we were living. And it's this really cool, you know, park nature and everything like that. Also has some really cool waterfalls. And it's rural enough and not monitored enough where you can kind of just go wherever the heck you
sure.
want. So I went down there, kind of perused around. There's this really, really cool, like, picturesque kind of waterfall-esque kind of area where you can actually, like, go out on it. And conveniently, there's also, like, an outlook just right above it that's really convenient for some picture taking.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, brought her out there, kind of, you know, rolled around and brought her out to that. Did the whole thing, you know, read her some poetry and stuff, got down on a knee, you know, proposed, everything like that, but also worked with a local photographer to be like, hey, proposing to my girlfriend, like, yeah. you snap some pics, everything like that.
Yeah.
So that was a very nice wedding present, you know,
oh,
to
yeah.
us too. So,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, that's still
yeah.
up in our bedroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
So did you see this coming? Like, did you know he was going to propose?
I kind of had an idea, which I didn't, I don't think I had an extreme idea, because it was so hard, because, like, we're going to go to a park. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, we might be proposing to me. So I'm like, what do I wear? So, like, I have these pictures. Yeah. I'm wearing, like, leggings and tennis shoes. And I'm like, leggings is just the story of our
yeah.
love life.
It really is.
There wasn't any McDonald's there. So that was the one thing that...
Oh, bummer.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I had a pretty good idea that that's what was happening. But there
sure.
was, like, one or two other times where I'm like, oh, maybe this is it. And it
right.
wasn't. But when he asked me if I like a princess cut or like a round cut, and I'm like, I'm not into jewelry. So I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I like Googled it. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
I'm like, this is, so I like sent him a picture. Cause like I love you so much. But like, if I actually want something, I need to like be like, this is what I want.
Yes.
Like I can't just like give him. And he did a very good job.
Well, and that's that, you know, I think she had like a rough idea of what was going on, because she still very much wanted me to like pick out stuff, surprise, everything like that. But she did a great job of being like, okay, like, this is kind of what I like. This is what I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, this is my ring size. Because I think I asked you your ring size.
Well, yeah, you stole my class ring.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Did,
and it fits perfectly on my pinky.
Sure.
So
you're
went,
like, this
so
is
went,
the size.
Yeah, so when I went to the jeweler, I'm like, make a ring that fits
like
on this.
I was opening my jewelry box, and I mean, not that I wear my class ring anymore, but it's like there. And I was like, what? Where did it go? Like,
right.
Where's my class ring? And then, like,
right.
I found out afterward that it all just, like, magically showed back up again. And I'm like,
Sneaky, but not that sneaky.
Yeah. You think you are.
Right.
So yeah. So, we got engaged in 2015, mm-hmm. married in 2016. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I cannot live here anymore. Like, we need to go back.
And at that point, too, like, I was very ready to move, too. Like, I had missed St. Cloud. Like, you know, I'd loved St. Cloud.
We were pretty much driving here like every other weekend so I'm like, and my family's all from here, so I'm like,
I was definitely ready to, we were both very ready.
Yeah.
And it actually worked out really good where we both found jobs within, what, 4 or 5 months?
I just transferred with the bank, but
yeah,
so that worked out. And then, yeah, so got married in 2016, bought a house in 2017, had our first kid 2018. Like, it was like, back together, it was like, I was like, what is that, like 26 when we got engaged?
Yes.
You were like 28?
Yeah, we got married when you were 28?
I think it was this summer I turned 27.
Yeah, something like
that. So, and like, we didn't want a big family, but I knew like we wanted like a couple kid kids. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, we should probably like get going
get
on
this. Yes.
And
right.
then, yeah. And then now we have two kids and still live in that same house and are just trucking along, getting McDonald's when we can.
Right. Right. And that's what's so nice about just like this whole journey where like, it's obviously like decade and a half going on almost two.
Yeah.
And you know, lots of like changes and bumps and everything like that. But it's just so nice where like our relationship now is just like, in my opinion, and feel free, don't drop any truth bombs on me on the podcast by any means. But no, like it's just so nice being with somebody that you just feel completely like confident and comfortable with. Like really, like I don't foresee any scenario where like we would ever get divorced or anything like that.
Yeah.
So and I think our history kind of lends to that, which is really nice.
Yeah. I was trying to say like I think like honestly like if we would have I think when we first broke up we were just in such a headspace where we were very immature and we just didn't have that communication style or like a communication that like worked for us. And so I think it was just like we were both very stubborn and didn't want to like give and take. It was just like I just want to take and like it's like well
that's you have underdeveloped brains at that point. You're in your early 20s.
I mean, early 20s and it's just like okay. And I feel like if we would have like our maturity and communication style now, we probably wouldn't have had that. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm very I guess, I don't know if thankful is the right word, but appreciative that we did have that. Because it's like, we both were together. We both went and, like, saw other people. Like, oh, the grass isn't greener necessarily on the other side. We really knew what we wanted. And now it's like, we, like, feel like our communication and maturity changed so much through that. That, like, we can communicate so much better. Like, we don't really, like, ever fight. You know, like, we'll have, like, disagreements, you know, and but like we like talk it out and like we do it in a way that's like empathetic to the other person and can kind of get that clear understanding to each other. And I think that's what just makes our relationship strong. Like even now, like we're talking with like the kids, like it's hard because like we have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old and
Anarchy.
It's like sometimes it's like, you know, it's 8:30 at night, we get the kids in bed and it's like, oh hey, forgot about you. How are you doing?
Right.
You know, and like we both work from home and still like we're just like working and so it's just like still trying to like know that we have that foundation, that rock that like we'll always get through anything.
Yeah.
And we just again have like that chemistry that again I've never felt with anyone else. So.
Yeah, same. Yeah, just it just works. And you'll hear every once in a while people are like, oh, you know, like if couples aren't, you know, fighting or arguing sometimes, it probably just means like their just relationship is dead because there's just no like, you know, just
passion.
Thank you. We're truly with us. Yeah. I think it's just that we've already been through so much. Like we just know each other.
Yeah.
On that level where we don't need to.
Yeah. Like we know each other's like triggers. We know what makes people upset. And like, and you know, if we can tell that somebody's off, like we'll just be like, hey, What's going on?
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about it. And we're not afraid to do that. I mean, there's sometimes when, like, he'll say something and I'm like, I need to, like, think about it. I'm like, okay, am I overreacting? Like, is he in the wrong? And I'll kind of give you the silent treatment for, like, a day or two. But it's more just so that I can, like, I don't know if I'm mad at you or not yet.
Yes,
so, like,
I'm processing.
Let me process. And then, like, after 2 days, like, you know I'm mad at you. Or I'm like, yeah, I'm good. So we just talk it out.
Well, that's what's so nice with her is that please don't read into this too much, viewers or anything like that.
This is
just like a slang that I hear around. But again, like the crazy person. I won't even say like crazy girl or crazy wife, but just like a person that's just completely
high
irrational.
Emotional person.
Exactly. And and she's never been that. Like even when we were younger, you know, like that was one of the biggest things that I've always loved about her is that she's just reasonable and normal and logical.
Yes.
And that makes it so much easier to be with a person like that. It's just so much easier.
Well, it's like you can clearly tell it's obviously this is the love story, but it feels like you guys have like a mutual respect for each other, which is like it doesn't all come down to love, actually. Sometimes it's like you have to respect each other and you have to care about the other person. You have to like the other person. But really, like, if you know the triggers and you're pushing the buttons, then it's like, what are you trying to get out of this? Do you are you bored? Do you need an explosion?
And that's what I like even tell William sometimes when he's like bullying his younger brother. I'm like, okay, if you're saying that, what impact are you wanting? Like, is that going to be a positive impact? Yes. Is that going to make that person upset? Well, it'll probably make him upset. Okay, why are we saying that then?
Yes.
You know, like, I mean, obviously, like, you know, you have your heat of the moment comments, and then you, like, later you're like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't really mean that, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's all about just having respect for the person. And
yeah. Well, it's just nice to work.
But I ain't raising these kids by myself.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Could you imagine being a single parent? Yeah.
Right.
What a nightmare.
But no, and you already touched on where, you know, we just like so many of the same things.
Yeah.
Like we love going to like concerts together, even now. You know, we have the same taste in music. It's just so much easier. Like, honestly, even finances where, I mean, you know, we could have a whole nother podcast on finances, but like, it seems like so many people historically have just had one bank account. And again, at least historically, one person usually makes way more than the other person, which unfortunately from a relationship standpoint is just a minefield with different things. And yeah, like we're both fortunate where we both have decent jobs. We have different bank accounts. We have one same account where we all just pay the same joint bills. Like it's just,
50,
it just removes so many of the traditional arguments and things like that that comes along with that. Just makes things so much easier.
I think what you said too is like so true and so like frustrating. It's like, you know, it's not all about love. Cause I remember when I was a kid and just being like, oh, I don't need that. Like, as long as I love that person, it's fine. And my parents would be like, oh, okay, what's their, you know, political views, what's their religious views? And you're like, oh, that doesn't matter.
Doesn't
like,
matter
if we love them.
Yeah.
And then as you get older, you're like, oh, that matters. That,
yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, you can still have differences with those, but like, you need to make sure that you have the communication and then you can be okay with that.
Yeah.
So it's
and
like,
if you don't respect, if at the very least, it's like, if there isn't that mutual like just respect and appreciation for the other person, it really it's just like then what are you doing here?
Exactly.
Plus you've got a tattooed ring on, so I mean, you know, a divorce would be real awkward.
I am I just frankly I was very tired of just taking things on and off, and we had gotten a traditional ring for me.
You lost it in the Mississippi River.
Yeah, I was trying to save a kid's bike, you know? I mean, come on. If there was ever a way to lose
noble.
A ring, it was literally
which
like...
I would concoct a very elaborate story, too, if I took it off trying to cheat. So,
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, literally, like, some like bullies like threw a little kid's bike off the like university overpass into the Mississippi, and you could see it like floating around there. So, you know, we got like a tow cable out, and it was late September, so like the water was starting to get cold. And yeah, you know, you just throw it out there, bring it back, throw it out there, bring it back. Pretty soon your hands are, you know, wet and cold, which is going to shrink stuff.
Yes.
And, like the 15th throw, you just, and sure enough, you can just see the ring, just away it goes. And and I'm pretty sure we had like a family get together that night too. And I was like, I don't have my
lost
ring.
It.
Yeah.
I know, you just got sick of me like looking at your hand and you weren't wearing the wedding ring.
Also true. Yeah. Just that constant reminder of just like, babe, do you remember your ring? Where's your ring?
Yeah. Did you get the kid's bike out?
We did. Oh, we totally did.
Okay.
It took like 2 hours, but yes, we finally got it out. So there you go.
The kid's like, I'll just file an insurance claim. It's fine.
Right. So your ring was probably more expensive than that bike was.
It was definitely more expensive than that crappy bike was. Yes. But it's not about the bike.
It's not about the bike.
Yeah, you did a good thing, babe. You did a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Plus, you know, it gives me an opportunity to like do something like kind of sweet for it where, you know, like there's three prongs where like the bigger prong is for the wife, you know, the other two are for the two kids.
Yes, I guess we're not having any more kids.
Yeah. Plus, if you look at it upside down, it kind of looks like the Batman symbol, which I'm so here for. So, you know, But yeah, just little things like that.
Yeah. I know we still keep talking about getting matching tattoos, but we can't decide on
what you want
to get. So
we got plenty of time.
We got time. Yeah.
I think just like a little, little Love Actually tattoo and a little Braveheart tattoo.
Oh,
it doesn't have to match, but it's the same.
Well, we are planning on going to Scotland in a couple of years. I am planning on getting a Braveheart tattoo while I'm there.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
I'm like, that could be the time that we do it.
That is actually a great idea. Do a mashup with some kind of quote with Love Actually mixed with Braveheart. You're never going to go for it. I'm just saying it out loud, but that's a great idea.
I absorb the thoughts and the ideas, and then, you know.
She'll give you the silent treatment for a couple of days while she works through.
Like, that was a dumb idea.
Exactly. She feigns the idea that there might actually be a shot at it before striking it down. I'm just kidding.
I think you guys could get like McDonald's Big Mac or McDonald's French fries.
There you go.
Yeah.
I could just get like a Baby Mac.
Exactly. Be like, you'll always be my number seven. Absolutely.
Can we have Big Mac and Baby Mac as your like cute pet names?
I'll share my fries. We could go on for this one.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
A little Shamrock Shake.
I'll shamrock your world, baby. Absolutely.
I do the holiday pie, the custard pie. Is like, I don't know if they do it anymore, but that was like that like warm holiday custard pie that they have. Have you never had the holiday pie?
At McDonald's, I've never.
It's
the apple pie.
It's around the holidays, and it's just like a custard filled pie with sprinkles on top, and it is like, ooh, that is I'll stop and turn around and go back for seconds. It's so good.
I know. It is
March. Well, keep that in mind. I've never heard of that.
The holiday pie.
It
the
is
holiday
March,
coaster pie.
So the Shamrock Shake's out.
Follow me for all of the fast food. I told you about the Baby Big Macs.
Yes. Right.
Baby
I know.
Big Mac
the,
tip.
The things
yes.
I'm learning today. I'm like, oh, man, it's game changing.
Yeah. The that's fast awesome. Food love story of Zach
God,
and Simone Rieger.
Oh,
well, thank you for being here, you
yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah.
Very much appreciate it.
People got something out of the story. Hopefully
yeah.
it wasn't too boring.
We didn't even touch on the fact that I was told, don't let Zach not talk about his ukulele podcast channel
okay.
or his ukulele YouTube channel. So we're gonna have to get you to record a little ukulele.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't be doing your channel any favors by having my music as the background music or anything like that.
Well, maybe just for your episode then.
Yeah.
Just record a little. Yeah. Record a little like Simone love story. Just like Simone.
I mean, I'm just saying like two or three years back, I like wrote a whole song and serenaded her for Valentine's Day. I'm just saying.
Wow.
You know, love is not dead.
No. Did it knock your pants off? Were you just like?
I don't know how you're coming for a kid, honestly.
Yeah.
But very much on the newborn stage 2 years ago. So
we really were.
Not on my
It was very, very much like, baby, that is so sweet. All right, now go change this.
I smell like puke. Yeah.
I'm going to go take a shower.
Yeah. Thank you. I have to stop and now listen to the song. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Just a baby just like climb out. This
yeah.
is so sweet.
This is great. I love it. Thanks. Yeah. You picked your moment. Yeah.
Yeah, we just kind of like just gave you guys a blast for the last like 45 minutes. Like, did you have any like questions or like anything like else that you want us to talk about?
We can't use any of this. So
editing it all out.
Yeah, right?
Heavy editing. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. We'll have to we'll have to have you come back, and we'll just because I think too like you also we'll have to have the love story of you and Hung Like a Moose Nick.
Yeah.
If you guys want to come on and do a little bromance,
it's a total bromance. I love that
love
guy.
That.
I mean, he was the best man at the wedding.
We were.
He was like it worked out.
We are now like 15 states apart, but that does not dim our love. That is for sure.
Well,
maybe he'll see
he
this
back.
And be like, we need to reconnect.
Right. that actually would be a funny like segue onto this. You know, if you're ever running low on actual couples, bring on some bromance.
We are gonna do a little segment on little bromance love.
Hey,
that would be hilarious.
Love doesn't, it's everyone.
Yeah, right.
So
it knows no bounds.
Have a love story.
Yeah,
it'll expand to like people and their dogs, maybe, or just
All type. We'll have Simone back with her to talk about how much she loves Big Macs and McDonald's. Her McDonald's love.
Yep.
You can have like a fast food one. Like everybody that can be a sponsor of like a different fast food. And like, okay, we got Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, Subway.
Subway.
Which Subway was for the rich kids. Like I could not afford Subway.
Like, okay, so back in 2000, did this Y2K like time capsule, and so we just opened it. My mom, she's all like, we probably won't be here in 2050. So you should probably open it now. And I'm like,
cool, mom.
It does sound like
thanks.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Oh my
love
gosh.
You, Jenny.
Like, yeah. And so we like opened it, but there was a Subway brochure in there. And you used to be able to get a 6-inch, like $1.98.
Mm-hmm.
And like we went there, and of course, like the local Subways never take the coupons unless you order it ahead of time. We went there, he got a foot long. I got a 6-inch with a meal. And, like I think the two kids got kids' meal. It was like 40 some bucks.
That's insane.
I was,
that is
like,
absolutely ridiculous.
We could have like went to like an actual sit-down restaurant with a tip for this and got a beer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, not the watered-down lemonade in the fountain tap. Like,
trash.
We get inflation's a thing, but a literal 100, over 100% increase over the last, like, 7 years.
Yes.
No. Yeah, it was just crazy seeing that from, 25 years ago and just how much it, like, went up from, like $1.98 to, like, now it's, like, $8
for
a 6-inch.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. They even add extras to it.
Right.
But
anyway, love story.
Yeah.
thank you guys.
Yeah, no, thank
cool.
you.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, thanks
us.
For having us. Yeah. No, this was a good time. It's a fun like trip down memory lane. You know, it's just
like hard. It's like one of those things when like you're like, oh yeah, that was only a couple years ago. And then you think about it, like, oh my gosh. Like we're almost to the point where like we've known each other more than we haven't known each other.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Yeah, it'll be like 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
Four years.
Before you tip over into the other side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. That we've been together more than we haven't been together. And it's just like, time just goes so fast.
Yes.
Like, especially after you have kids and stuff. Like, it's.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but
that's wild.
Yeah, but I suppose she probably needs to do business and stuff.
Yeah, I suppose. Our meter's out anyway.
Thank you for listening to the Love Story Podcast. You can subscribe to the show, and you can follow us at the Love Story Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Do you think you have a love story for the ages? Do you think you have a love story that's like a meet cute? Or maybe you just have a regular old love story, but you guys have been together for so long that you don't even remember how you met? We would love to have you on the Love Story podcast to tell your story. Every love story is unique. Every love story is special. And whether you think you've got a cool story, a funny story, or just a heartwarming story, or just a story of the everyday regular old love, that's the kind of stuff we want to hear. Reach out at info@lovestoryweddingshow.com and we will schedule a time to get you featured on the Love Couch. If you're not local, we have the capabilities of doing it digitally as well. So don't forget to reach out, info@lovestoryweddingshow.com, or head to the show notes.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline Beutler, owner and CEO of Aesthetic Events. What sets us apart from other event companies is we don't just handle the decorating and the day of coordination, but we also manage everything from setting up your venue to your vendors. So we contract everyone from your musicians, your florists, your photographers, your videographers. The list can get pretty big and we handle it all. We also can help you with your event schedule. So everything from your invitations to your itinerary, groom's dinner, family meetings and coordination of transportation and any other unexpected tasks that come up. So you can focus on what truly matters, celebrating the magic of your wedding day. Let Aesthetic Events make your big day truly unforgettable.